Run up the cash already.
This is Cynthia Turner from Cynthia Turner Gallery.
Fuck up the raps till I'm going straight to the racks in the money. Run up the cash already.
And this is Cynthia Turner Podcast.
I need the bag already. Turn on the flash and illuminate the past.
It's just talking about things that is happening in society right now. I know we seem like we're taking masks off.
I can't pass up on another.
You know, outside, we say we must wear them inside. My opinion is that we also should still continue to wear them inside if someone is fixing your food. Continue to wear the mask. Well, safety. Because, you know, it does, flour does come out of your mouth when you're trying to do something and you can't always see it. So the best thing to do to protect the public and to protect yourself and each business is to continue to wear your mask when you're working with the public, especially working with the public.
I need the bag already. Fuck up the rest.
And that is just one of the hot subjects today that we've been just driving around and watching the different companies and things that they're doing. Some is taking the mask off, some still have the mask on. You know, so it's just like what your business decides to do. But the businesses should think about, you can still spread the COVID. You know, you're still spitting on people's food and all that. That is not a healthy thing to do. Nobody want to go outside and eat something that's coming out of somebody else's mouth. So the best thing to do is to wear your mask in the restaurant. Managers, wear your mask. See managers walking around at the store teaching others not to wear the mask while you serve the food. So, just want to live a little bit about, you know, the mask situation and how like we're handling it. Like we're getting a good handle on it, you know. I appreciate it. I'm quite sure the rest of you appreciate it. You just keep trying to wash your hands on a daily basis. No matter where you go, wash your hands. Keep clean everywhere. Don't let it be Corvick not to wash your hands. We'll be right back. And you know we have some of our copyright people. Somebody having a birthday, a couple of them having a birthday. Especially Shantae Green. She's McCartney, she's on her way. Her birthday is arriving. And we want to say a happy early birthday to her. From Turner, Cynthia Turner Podcast, and Turner Prize Entertainment, Cynthia Turner Gallery. Everybody say, happy birthday, Shantae McCartney. We all love you. And many more to come. We'll be right back. This is Cynthia Turner from Turner Enterprise Entertainment, CynthiaTurnerGallery.com, and the book How to Get a Job in the Library of Congress. Today we're going to talk about press kits, and are they really true? Press kits, are they really true? Some press kits are true, some press kits are not. Come to find out that people are using people's press kits to tell lies. For example, People TV using press kits. People can go in and touch that press kit and write anything they want to write, whether it's true or not. Because undoubtedly, the people who owns it supposed to be telling the truth, but they're no longer doing research. They're not researching the articles that come to them. If so, they're telling the lies too. So who do we believe these days? Who do we believe? Do we believe the television? Do we believe the press kit? What do we believe? Because right now we just found some lies on people's.tv. So before you print these articles, please check them out. If you got a friend, just because your friend told you a story, you better still check your friend's story out, because it might not be true. People nowadays are making up stories and printing them. They're not true. For example, right now we see a person who we allowed them to take a picture with one of the stars. The person took a picture with the star, went home, changed the picture into saying, I'm on a beach vacation with this person. Well, that's not true. The person has a family. Why would this person pay to take a picture with the person, turn around and tell a lie on the picture? pretending that they went on vacation with the person. And the person has a family with children. The person has a family. Why would you do that to the person's wife? Why would you do that to the person's girlfriend? You are not that person. The person allowed you to pay to take the picture, but you still turn around and put yourself in another location with that person. So who do we believe these days? Do you believe Twitter? Do you believe Instagram? Do you believe press kits? Who do you believe? We'll be right back. When you go and you take a picture and the person allows you to, even though you paid for the picture, the person allows you to pay for the picture and just say that's all you're going to do with it. It's called defacing the picture. It's a criminal crime. You can go to jail for defacing a person, pretending you're with them and hurting others. It's a crime. It's a crime. Pretending to be married to the person when you're not. It's a crime. Jail time. To my understanding, every person that goes along with that is a year in jail and $1,000 fine each time you guys print that misinformation. So watch what you print. Watch what you're doing, because criminal charges is coming up, and they're coming up fast on the lies. We'll be right back.